What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of this week's Brick Belt Mindset Podcast. Again, thank you all so much for tuning in and subscribing. So today I want to start this message or this conversation around one of my favorite topics, one of my favorite ways of operating, and one of my favorite sources of fuel in my life, and that is love. And if you know me, you know that I'm obsessed with the intricate details of relationships. I'm obsessed with the operation of love and how love is used to conquer so many things, and how love is really the source of a lot of motivation, a lot of discipline, a lot of enduring. And today I want to talk about one particular aspect of love, and that's self-love. One thing I came to realize just in my own self-love journey and just my own relationships and, you know, people that I've had the honor of having a conversation with or seeking advice from me, and that's being loved. And I think one thing we display when we aren't in the realm of having self-love is that we can't be loved, or we associate being loved with somebody else showing us love, which in fact is a mistake, and it doesn't really stem from self-love. And one thing I want to just highlight is that when you're in a position where you are sure of who you are, and you can honestly say that you have self-love and that you are perfectly imperfect, and that you've accepted who you are, you're in a better position to be loved. And I mean that because in order for somebody else to love you, you have to first love yourself. And I truly believe that. And the reason why I believe that is that if we solely invest our accreditation of love and being lovable into a single person or a few people, what happens when those people no longer exist? Or what happens when that person walks away from you? Does that mean that we aren't capable of love anymore, or that we don't possess love? And that's my question I want to ask to all of you, those of you who are so invested in your love and being accredited by other people, or that the value of your love is through other people. What happens when that person is no longer there? Because it's not set in stone that people who you love and people that are in love with you are there forever. And I'm not saying that to be dark or to be rude. I'm just being honest. And I think that you should root your love into deeper and more permanent aspects. And that's you. And the longest relationship you'll ever have is going to be with yourself. So why not make that relationship the best it can be? And why not make that relationship full of love and imperfections and understanding? And I believe that a bigger mistake we make is the day that somebody tells you that they love you is the day that you believe that you are lovable. And if you're listening to this and you're struggling with self-love, it does start with the conversation. It starts with inner dialogue. It starts with so many things. But I want to encourage you to get to a place where you are in love with yourself, not in a conceited way, but you are in love with all the things that come with you, all the baggage, all the mistakes, all of the imperfections. Because that's the day that you're going to be able to say that you're lovable, is when you love yourself. So my encouragement to you all today is to not outsource your lovability and to find it within, because that's truly where love starts.